you've come under criticism by a number of establishment media in the last 24 hours over this rally in Alpharetta. I was there, by the way, and saying that you were encouraging people not to vote in January 5th. How do you respond to that?
Our point was to put pressure on the legislature, the governor, candidates Perdue and Loeffler, and frankly anybody else that would want an honest election, to get out and start screaming about it. Because if we don't fix this now, when in the world are we going to? How can anyone go cast a vote for anyone in a runoff election on a Dominion machine or any other way than a paper ballot that they know is going to be counted for the person they voted for? The magnitude and mass of this fraud would have been incomprehensible to me 8 years ago. It's what we expect in third world countries. Well, if we're going to turn the United States into Venezuela, let's keep voting this way, because that's exactly what is happening.
So what you're saying is, if you don't get change now and you go down the same path, they're going to end up in the same place. Stacey Abrams just had another 950,000 absentee ballots mailed out. So what I'm telling people is, if you don't get change, why do you think it's going to be any different? You're going to go to bed January 5th at midnight, and Perdue and Loeffler are going to be ahead big, and then you're going to wake up and they're going to lose. It's going to be the same thing. Why would it not be the same thing? Tell me what, if you don't change it, what exactly is going to be different?
Exactly. And even if one of them wins, you don't know that that was the will of the people. That's the problem. Because the system has been rigged. Mm-hmm. And everybody on both sides of the aisle should be up and jumping up and down screaming about this. One of the big problems is that probably a number of Republicans have benefited from this too. Just in the end of 2019, Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and some other Democrats were screaming about it. In 2003 or 6, Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, was screaming about this and tried to warn everybody not to buy the machines, and they still got bought. So we don't know who all has benefited from it, other than the powers that be, either sell or know or blackmail or whatever people to rig the system.